Hello, my name is Michael Hacker, and I'm an Azure Specialist for Microsoft in the State and Local Government Group for the Central Region of the United States. My email address is mhacker@microsoft.com, so if you have any questions about this presentation, please feel free to email me. I also have a blog where I post information about cloud-based solutions at blog.mikehacker.net. Out there, you'll find some great cloud-based resources, including some free ebooks that you can download, and a news website that is updated hourly with the latest cloud-based news. So in this presentation, we're going to be talking about disaster recovery solutions. And we're going to start off today by talking about some of the challenges of disaster recovery. We'll move into some overview of Microsoft solutions that we have, such as Azure Backup and Microsoft Azure Site Recovery and Microsoft Azure Store Simple. And then we'll wrap up with a few next steps that you can take in order to experience some of these solutions. So when we think about disaster recovery, we really have a bunch of challenges that are put in front of us in order to have this business continuity kind of concept for our organization. And we really have a lot of challenges that really throw up these roadblocks. And these roadblocks sometimes prevent us from putting together really good disaster recovery plans. And these disaster recovery plans that we really need to have, if they're not complete, if they're not tested, then they're pretty much useless. And so some of these roadblocks that we run into are listed here on this slide. We talk about the complexity of protecting data and applications. As our applications get more and more complex and larger, we're going across multiple tiers, it becomes more difficult for us to actually protect those applications. It's difficult to have application-consistent snapshots and the ability to recover these applications in the time of a disaster. We have too much data, often with insufficient protection. We have data growing at an exponential rate inside of organizations, and this extra data sometimes doesn't get protected properly or isn't added to our backup and sometimes our tape solutions, so that way we can ensure that we're well protected. We have long data retention requirements, especially in government, where we have sunshine laws that tell us that we have to keep data for long periods of time, sometimes indefinitely. And this long data retention requirements adds to the cost of backups and archiving and storage, because we have to have not only that primary copy of the data, but probably multiple copies of the data to ensure that we can easily recover in the case of a disaster. When we deal with tapes, we have this time-intensive media management. So we're having to deal with tape libraries and ordering tapes and managing tapes and discarding of older tapes and making sure that tape backups are actually occurring properly, and then taking those tapes and shipping them to an offsite location. So we have an additional cost, additional time to get them offsite. And then once we need those tapes to be able to recover, we have to request those to have them sent back to our organization, where we can then go ahead and recover back the files that we need. And we sometimes would say hopefully recover, because we don't always test our tape backups very frequently. So we may have tapes that are no longer valid, that have basically data that can't be recovered on them, and we might not know about that. Which leads us to the next one, this untested disaster recovery and our decreasing confidence in our recovery solution. So if we don't have disaster recovery plans that are tested regularly, we might as well not have plans at all, because an untested plan is just as effective as not having a plan. And the challenge here is that it's very expensive to test disaster recovery solutions, because we have to have another environment that we can go ahead and test into, so we don't corrupt or cause any kind of impact on our production systems. And so it's very expensive and very difficult, which, you know, is the last bullet point. As we add more data, as we add more virtual machines, as we add more solutions, the cost of disaster recovery keeps going up and up and up. And the problem here is that organizations see this as just that, just a cost, and they look at ways to cut those costs. So there was a survey done by the Disaster Recovery Preparedness Council in 2014 related to disaster recovery preparedness for organizations. At the bottom, I have a URL to the report that you can go download yourself. And I picked out four specific things that I wanted to highlight here that I thought was important to discuss. And starting in the blue box in the upper left, 64% of respondents surveyed say that their organization's disaster recovery budget is inadequate and underfunded. No surprise here. This is common across all organizations, and this is because disaster recovery and high availability and business continuity is seen as just a cost. People start wondering, well, you know, if we haven't had a disaster yet, what's the odds that we'll have a disaster in the future? And then they kind of convince themselves that they can reduce their budget, or they don't necessarily need a full disaster recovery solution because they talk themselves into the fact that they should be okay. But in reality, they could be in really, really bad situation if certain systems went down. In the orange box, more than 60% report that they do not have a fully documented disaster recovery plan. And among the minority that does, 23% of the respondents have never tested those plans. Once again, not very surprising. And that goes back to the blue box. It's usually about budget. And it's also about difficulty. Putting together a good disaster recovery plan is not easy. It's been difficult. How do we do this? And we have to think about what is a disaster. We have to really get to that point. Because a disaster could be, of course, your data center no longer being available. But a disaster could also be that one single file that's important to somebody in that one department that was either deleted, corrupted, or accidentally overwritten. That to them is a disaster. So we need to think about how do we recover from that disaster, not just full data center outages or hardware outages. And so it's really difficult to put these plans together because they're big, they're complex. There's lots of moving parts that we have to think about. And for those that do have plans, they don't test them very frequently because it's expensive, it's time-consuming, and it's not very well-received by others when you do this. So, for example, your management is not going to come and pat you on the back for backing up a file. They're not going to say, great job for doing a DR solution. But they will come after you if a file is missing, a file is corrupt, a system's not available. Of course, you'll get the heat for that. So we really need to ensure that organizations are really looking at disaster recovery and building into their budgets the right level to make sure that their systems are well protected and that we're going through the process of really having good disaster recovery plans and that we're testing them. It's really important. In the green, lower left, 78% of respondents have experienced outages of critical applications, and of that group, 63% of them say that losses ranged from $50,000 to over $5 million. So when a disaster strikes, it can be very, very expensive, and it can be very damaging for an organization. And in the gray box on the right, of the respondents who have experienced outages, approximately 28% say that their organization lost data center functionality for up to weeks at a time. If you do not have a good disaster recovery plan in place, and it's not well tested, then this will happen to you. Once again, it's not a matter of if a disaster is going to happen, it's when. If your data center resides in a location where there's natural disasters that occur frequently, hurricanes, flooding, earthquakes, tornadoes, that should scare you enough. But we also have other disasters which could be accidental, fire, or could be a virus, malware, other types of things that could impact your environment. It could be other things that are outside of your data center control, such as power outages or internet outages. So you really have to think about what are all of the possible things that could happen that could cause us to not have access to our data and our solutions, and how would we be able to recover from them, and how can we create a disaster recovery plan that could fit within our specific budget. It's sort of like insurance. You have to figure out that level of protection that makes the most sense for your organization to help you feel comfortable at night when you sleep that if something were to happen, your organization could continue to function the next day. So with all of this and kind of setting the stage about disaster recovery and some of these statistics, Microsoft has a few different solutions that I believe can assist in helping make recovery planning a little bit easier, a little bit less costly, and a little more seamless for your organization. So hopefully it'll give you a way to continue to really address these solutions and needs. So when we look at this, we've got three specific solutions that I like to point out. For data protection, we're going to talk about Microsoft Azure Backup. So this is about, you know, file protection and folder protection. And this is kind of the base level protection that a lot of organizations go with, is backing up their files and folders. The next level of protection is solution protection, where we look at how data center outages or how hardware outages would impact specific solutions within inside of your organization, and how can we protect those. And then the final thing that we're going to talk about is Microsoft Store Simple, which is all about hybrid storage and how we can use both a combination of on-premises and cloud-based solutions to come together to build out a great storage solution to ensure that we have files that are safe and protected, but also an environment that can expand the needs of the organization. So we'll start with Microsoft Azure Backup. So Microsoft Azure Backup, as I mentioned, is a great solution for ensuring that your files and folders are well protected. Now, Microsoft Azure Backup is not a full server backup solution, so it's not going to back up your OS, but it does back up any of your files or folders that are considered important to your organization. And it backs them up into Microsoft Azure storage, into a what we call a backup vault inside of Microsoft Azure. And this backup vault inside of Microsoft Azure is kind of special. So you're going to have what we call a primary data center where your data will be backed up to. And in this primary data center, your data will be backed up in triplicate across three different fault zones. So inside of that one data center, that data that you're backing up will be put in three different systems, three different fault zones in a single data center. But we also do geographically disperse replication of your data. So there'll be a second data center that is hundreds of miles away from the primary data center where the data will be also replicated to and also stored there in triplicate. So for all of your Azure backup files, you'll actually have six copies of those stored across two separate data centers in Microsoft Azure. Now, Microsoft Azure Backup works with the modern operating systems for Windows Server. So we're talking about Windows Server 2008 R2 with Service Pack 1 or higher. And this works by having an agent that you install in those operating systems that coordinates the backup of those files into the Azure Backup Vault. You can also use System Center 2012 Data Protection Manager with Service Pack 1. So System Center Data Protection Manager is a great solution for protecting your on-premises files and folders and systems. So you can do a local backup using System Center Data Protection Manager and have that for short-term backup needs. So you can have quick recovery of data. Usually we see this done in like a week increment. So for 7 days, you'll keep a local backup of that data. But then for long-term backups, we see that pushed out to the Microsoft Azure backup environment. So this gives you this really good, reliable offsite data protection. We no longer have to deal with tape backup, which is huge because we can save on tapes, we can save on transportation costs, we can save on that remote storage costs. And when we need to recover, it's very simple for us to do. We can recover just by using the Microsoft Azure Backup solution to choose which server we want to recover from, what date we want to recover, and what files and folders we want to recover. We can choose to recover them into their original location, or we may choose to recover them into an alternate location. So it makes it very simple for you to back up and protect your files and folders that you have on your on-premises solution. So I highly recommend Microsoft Azure Backup as that first level of backup protection for your organization. Now, when we move into the backup realm, there's one other area that kind of falls outside of the Microsoft Azure Backup, but I'd like to talk about because it still utilizes Azure, and this is Microsoft SQL Server. So Microsoft SQL Server 2012 and higher actually can do direct to Azure backup. So if you have databases which are really important to you, instead of backing them up to tape or backing them up locally, you can back them up directly to Azure Storage. And just like with the Azure Backup solution, this will store your data in triplicate in Microsoft Azure. So three copies of your data in a primary data center. You can also enable that geographic replication capability in Azure so that you can have another three copies of that data in another data center hundreds of miles away for a very low cost. So now you can easily have your databases backed up offsite into Microsoft Azure so it's well protected. And when you have it in Microsoft Azure already as a backup, you can easily spin up then Microsoft Azure Virtual Machines that's running SQL Server and then restore those databases into it. So if you need to get to some data, historic data maybe, that's in one of your backups, you can easily do that by bringing up a virtual machine in Azure, attaching that database, and then getting access to that data, all without any kind of impact to your on-premises environment. So it's a great way to protect your data and to ensure that you have good backups and the ability to restore your SQL Server database. So we talked a little bit about files and folders using Microsoft Azure Backup. We talked about backups of databases using the built-in SQL Server backup capabilities in SQL Server 2012 and higher. We're going to move in now into the next capability, which is solution protection and protecting your whole data center and whole data center solutions. And that will be done through what we call Microsoft Azure Site Recovery. So Microsoft Azure Site Recovery is a way to protect your on-premises solutions and data center using a secondary data center. So when we get started here, we'll look at this slide here where it shows you you have a primary site and a secondary recovery site. Now, the secondary recovery site, of course, would be recommended to be hundreds of miles away from your primary data center. So you have this geographic protection. So a single natural disaster in one area wouldn't impact your secondary data center. And as you see here, what we do is we replicate data from the primary data center to the secondary data center. And this is all done through Hyper-V. So this is a scenario for customers using Hyper-V to be able to replicate data using Hyper-V replication or SAN replication from a primary data center to a secondary data center. Microsoft Azure Site Recovery then provides this orchestrated recovery of tiered applications. And the way that this is done is through a recovery plan. So we create these recovery plans which define exactly how to bring up the servers in the secondary site in the proper order, in the proper steps, in order to fully recover in the case of a failure in the primary site. So the idea here is that we have this recovery plan. It's almost like the electronic version of the documents or plans that you may have created for your existing disaster recovery processes, but it's an electronic version of that. So for example, if we have a SharePoint environment on premises, we have multiple servers, we have web front ends, we have application servers, we have database servers, and we need to have them brought up in a specific order in order for the environment to continue running. There also might be other steps involved that we have to do, whether it's automated scripting or manual steps to ensure that when it's started up in the recovery site that it works properly for the users. So this recovery plan is an electronic version of all of that documentation and those steps that are required. And it's an automated way to ensure that everything happens correctly. So we can go through and create these recovery plans to have this orchestrated recovery of our application. And the nice thing about this is that we can do no impact recovery plan testing. So we can test our recovery plans quickly and easily in our recovery site without impacting the users using the information in our primary site. So this is a great solution all around for protecting our applications and our solutions. Now, of course, this isn't a data protection solution because if there's corruption of a file in the primary data center, it's going to be replicated to the secondary data center. So that's why Azure Backup is still important, or a backup solution, because we might need to get to historic versions of files. But this gives us the ability to protect the way that our data centers are operating. So if we have a full data center failure, or we have a hardware failure in our primary data center, we can easily keep our applications up and running in our secondary site. Now, as you see here, this works great with Windows Server and Hyper-V. We recommend Microsoft System Center, of course, for managing your environment. And in this case, Virtual Machine Manager helps manage the virtual machines across the sites and works with the Azure Site Recovery solution to automate this process. Now, we also have the similar solution for VMware users and for physical machines. As you'll see here, the primary site could be VMware or physical, and the recovery site would be VMware based. So we can go from a physical or VMware environment to a VMware environment in a secondary area. And this is done through a product called InMaj Scout. So InMaj Scout actually handles the replication channel between the two different data centers. And then we have the Microsoft Azure Site Recovery that goes through the process of coordinating all of that capability that we saw in the previous section there of being able to orchestrate the recovery of those tiered applications. So we're still doing the exact same thing where we have the recovery plans. We're able to do the no impact recovery plan testing. We're able to do a failover to the recovery site and then at some point in time fail back to the primary site. So as you can see here, we can manage VMware, physical, or Hyper-V solutions with Microsoft Azure Site Recovery as long as you have both a primary site and a secondary data center, a secondary recovery site for you to work with. Now, some customers, they don't have access to a secondary recovery site. So what can Microsoft Azure Site Recovery do for them? Well, we have this capability that allows you to replicate from your primary site into the Microsoft Azure environment. So you don't require a secondary data center. So from the primary site, we're doing the data replication directly into Microsoft Azure. And then we're also using the Azure Site Recovery orchestration that we had before. It's shown in that previous slide. So this works exactly like the previous slide, as if you had a secondary data center. So it's very easy, very simple to set up, but you don't have to have that secondary data center. The other nice thing about this is that with Microsoft Azure, you only pay for compute cycles when you use them, unlike a secondary data center where you're constantly paying for that secondary data center location. With Microsoft Azure, your costs may be less because you are able to replicate into Azure and only use the compute cycles and pay for the compute cycles that you use. So it's truly a pay-as-you-go or pay-as-you-use type of solution. Now, as you can see here, this is showing once again Windows Server and Hyper-V replicating up to Microsoft Azure. We can also do this using physical or VMware. Now, this is coming here in 2015, this capability. It's not available yet, but it's coming very soon. So we're going to have the same support for heterogeneous environments with the Microsoft Azure Site Recovery. So you're going to be able to have a choice. Do you replicate from a primary data center to a secondary data center, or do you replicate from your primary data center to Microsoft Azure? Now, one of the nice things about the Microsoft Azure Site Recovery is that you can use it for more than just site recovery processes or protecting your applications. You can also use it for testing scenarios. So if you have an application on premises and you need to test for maybe a patch, a hotfix, or maybe some custom configuration or custom software solution that you're creating, you need to test that. Currently, that's pretty difficult to do. It's pretty difficult to have an exact replica of your primary site application configuration. But with Azure Site Recovery, you can actually have that very easily done. So we're already doing the replication to protect the app. So what we do is we do a test failover into either Azure or into your secondary site. You can go into that test failover environment, which is isolated from your primary site. Do the testing that you need, whether that's applying patches or changing configurations or other types of things. And then once you're done with that environment, you just conclude your test plan. And then that environment goes away in the secondary data center or in the Microsoft Azure center. Your protection continues, of course. Your replication is going to continue from your primary site up there. So the nice thing about this is you have a very quick and easy way to do some testing on your production environments. Another thing it really helps with, and it's in this example here, if you're replicating up to Microsoft Azure, you can then begin testing how your workloads would actually run if you decided to move those workloads permanently into Microsoft Azure. So once again, a great solution that gives you the ability to do more than just disaster recovery and that orchestration and orchestrated recovery of your tiered applications. So the next slide I have here shows a little bit about where we are today and where we're going in the future with Azure Site Recovery. So you'll see the different rows. We have a source, a target, the type of replication that's done, and whether it's available today or in the future. So as you can see here, if you've got Hyper-V 2012 or Hyper-V 2012 R2 running on premises, you can replicate to a Hyper-V 2012 or 2012 R2 data center. So that would be going from a primary data center to a secondary data center using Hyper-V replica. That's available today. If your source is Hyper-V 2012 R2, you could also go to Microsoft Azure using replica today. In the future, you're going to be able to replicate using older operating systems into Azure. And we're also going to be able to do VMware into Azure or physical into Azure in the near future. Currently for VMware or physical, that only goes into a secondary data center that you would operate into a VMware environment. So it's VMware to VMware or physical to VMware. So Azure Site Recovery, as I mentioned, is a great solution for protecting your applications, protecting your data center solutions. It's also a great way to be able to do some test scenarios without having impact on your production environment. As I mentioned, though, Azure Site Recovery does do true replication from your primary environment to your secondary environment. So if you have file corruption in your primary environment, that file corruption, unfortunately, will be replicated to that secondary environment. So that's why it's important to also have a backup solution, such as Microsoft Azure Backup, to protect those files and to ensure that you have the ability to recover in that unfortunate incident. So the third and final thing that I'd like to talk about is Microsoft Store Simple. So Microsoft Store Simple is our way to help address some storage challenges that organizations face today. So some storage challenges that you see here on the screen really start with equipment sprawl. So as storage needs increase and as files that we have to keep for longer periods of time are generated, we have to have our primary storage, then we have to have archive storage, and then we have to back all this up, and we usually do that to disk-based backup for short-term retention, and then we move that to tape backup for long-term retention, and then we sometimes replicate that for disaster recovery purposes, and then we send it to an off-site facility for geo-resiliency. So we send it to some storage place so that if we ever needed to get back to a specific point in time due to a disaster in our primary data center, we can go ahead and recover from tape. Now, all of this is extremely expensive. We have large amounts of data growth, so as the data grows, the footprint of this really increases. The number of tapes that we have to manage, potentially the number of tape robots or tape storage solutions has to increase. The amount of data management complexity just increases. We can run into massive backup issues because sometimes we don't test our tape backups to make sure that we can recover. So we have these untested disaster recovery solutions. So storage today, as it shows here, is very complex and very expensive, and it's just going to get more complex and expensive as we have more and more data and more solutions that we have to protect. So Microsoft has a solution called Store Simple that we believe can help with this. So when we take Store Simple and we pair it with Microsoft Azure, we can actually lower your total cost of ownership for storage. We believe we can get between 60 and 80% lower TCO. if we look at this from an end-to-end solution. So this really becomes your enterprise SAN storage device, and it has automatic cloud tiering, so we can move content automatically into the cloud to help reduce our storage costs. We're able to do local snapshots and cloud snapshots of your data, so we have local backups, similar to your disk-based backup storage, and we have cloud-based snapshots, which replace your tape management infrastructure. So it's a great way to protect your data in the cloud. So we can eliminate a lot of this complexity and a lot of this cost that we have in our existing storage systems. So we have a single device that's our primary storage and our archive storage. It's also our local disk backup solution, and with it paired with the Microsoft Azure solution, it replaces your tape management infrastructure and that replication for offsite storage. So let's look a little bit closer at how this works. So the StorSimple device is a physical hardware device that you would place in your data center. This hardware device has a couple sets of disks, primary solid-state disks and standard storage tiers. So we have two tiers. And your most active data, the data that your applications are using the most or your users are using the most, will reside on the solid-state drives. And those solid-state drives can quickly retrieve and store data so that you have very fast access to data. And then as data ages and is no longer used, it will be moved in onto the second tier, which is the standard disk, which is a little bit slower than your solid-state disks. But it's moved there and still available. So your applications can still access that data. Your users can still access that data. It's just moved on to cheaper storage. And then finally, it can be moved to the cloud. So automatically moved and tiered out to the cloud. So now your inactive data, your archive data, is moved out to the cloud. But from your end user perspective, from your application perspective, that data is still online, live, and available. It's just going to be pulled from Microsoft Azure instead of from the local disks. So yes, there might be a little bit of a latency when it goes to grab that data, but it's still available, it's still online. So this gives you a great solution to have large amounts of data that is tiered across multiple tiers to give you the best experience and the lowest cost possible for storage. Now the benefit of this is that on the local device, we can do local snapshots, just like you would do local backups onto hard drives in your data center, so you have quick access to backup files. You can do the exact same thing on the StorSimple device, have snapshots of your data and be able to easily get to specific point in time versions of files. And then we can do full cloud backups where we take all of that data and we back that up to the cloud. So now you have full geo-redundant backups of your data in the cloud. So if something were to happen to the StorSimple device or to your data center, you have full backups of all that data into the cloud. So it's a great way to address immediate storage needs, long-term archiving needs, and backup needs for file solutions. The nice thing about the StorSimple device too is that it does do data deduplication, and it also does data encryption for data that's stored in Azure. So you can be confident that we're optimizing the storage to the best of our abilities, and we're also ensuring that your data is encrypted and protected when stored in the cloud. So when we look at data, this is kind of what we're looking at. The amount of data that we have in our environments really is two types of data. We have our working set of data, which is growing over time, but it's not growing at a ridiculous rate. It's growing at a slow, steady rate. And this is data that we want on that local storage. We want that on the solid state drives or on the local attached storage on the StorSimple device so that we have relatively quick access to that data. But there's a lot of data in our organization that is really just stuff that we need to keep. Maybe it's for sunshine laws or other types of compliance requirements that our organization has where we have to keep data for a very long time. And this data is actually growing very quickly, 50 to 60% annually, so exponential growth. And this is great data that would be best suited for the cloud. So with the StorSimple device, we have the best of both worlds. We start with local storage for the data, the working set data that we have, and then we have cloud storage for the data that's no longer being used. And StorSimple automatically tiers the data for you based on the usage of that data. So it's really kind of exciting capabilities. And with a single StorSimple device, we can also reduce or actually enable organizations to be able to expand the amount of storage that they have at a reduced cost. So instead of having to buy a huge amount of storage up front, which you would do for on-premises storage, you can buy a StorSimple device that has a certain amount of on-board storage that can be then extended by the cloud storage. So you may have a device that has 40 terabytes of local storage, but a full 500 terabytes of total storage that one device can manage. So you purchase that additional storage as you need it from the Microsoft Azure environment. So you're only, once again, paying for what you're using. And so it's much more cost effective. So now we're eliminating tape backups. We're eliminating the need for transportation fees for those tapes. We're providing full backup capabilities, and we're providing the ability to expand your storage capabilities quick and easy. And from a disaster recovery perspective, StorSimple is really easy. If you have a disaster in your primary data center, your data is still safe and secure in Microsoft Azure, so you could use another StorSimple device in a different location to then get access back to all of that data. Or you can use a StorSimple virtual machine to gain access back to the data that's been stored in the cloud through StorSimple. So multiple solutions, great, great solution for those growing workloads, great solution to protect those files. So what types of use cases are best for StorSimple? Well, first of all, let's start with file shares. We have tons of file shares in organizations, so let's move those into StorSimple and immediately start taking advantage of some cost reductions, because we no longer have to do tape backups. We no longer have to do local disk backups. We no longer have to share those files or transport those tape backups to other locations. We can just use a single StorSimple device to back up that data local, have it automatically snapshotted to the cloud. Very simple, easy process, can really be a great solution. When we look at things like SharePoint, StorSimple is a great solution for SharePoint. Using SharePoint Remote Blob Storage, you can store your documents and files on a StorSimple device instead of in your SQL databases. So this helps reduce that SQL database growth and the backup times required for your SQL databases. And the StorSimple device will automatically be backing up and managing all of that data for you and protecting it. From a state and local government perspective, of course, police cameras are becoming more and more used, body cameras, police car cameras. And so you have a lot of media that you might have to keep for long periods of time. This is another great solution for StorSimple. So we can place that media on the StorSimple device, and the media that's not actively being used gets archived out into cloud-based storage, and the media that's actively being used stays local, so it's quick and easy to access. You know, other types of solutions like engineering documents, construction documents, legal papers, logs, records, anything that you have to keep for long periods of time is a great solution to be put on StorSimple. Now, StorSimple's SSDs do provide good performance, so you could even use it for virtual machines to store your virtual machine images and to help prevent virtual machine sprawl. So really gives you the ability to have your VMs and your virtual hard drives actually protected directly on there too. So it's kind of a neat way of protecting your virtual machines, along with solutions such as Azure Site Recovery. This is also great for regional office storage. So if you have multiple locations that need to have their own storage solutions, this gives you a way in a regional office to have a storage solution that you can be confident that the data is safe, secure, and being backed up, and you can easily manage it. So unlike other backup solutions that you might have to try to do in a regional office, this is quite simple and easy to use. And also, if you do have a StorSimple device in another regional office, that can also become a backup device for another office. So they can automatically help in a disaster. So if a primary site is failed because maybe a natural disaster, your regional office can mount to the Store Simple environment inside of Azure, and you then immediately have access to all of your files and information from that regional office. So it's a pretty exciting kind of capability that Store Simple brings. So let's kind of wrap up here and talk at a high level the Microsoft solution as a whole for disaster recovery. We really start off with the on-premises environment. Now, this could be Hyper-V or VMware. Here, I'm showing it as Hyper-V. You know, you start off with your physical machines, and those physical machines are going to be replicated, maybe clustered, so that way, if you have a local hardware failure, one of your other devices on-prem can go ahead and take over. You could also use things such as SQL Server Always On or some other guest clustering kind of capabilities to protect your applications locally. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take the files and information from those, and we're going to back them up. We back them up to disk. We back them up to tape. Traditionally, we recommend that you back them up to Azure. So now you can eliminate that tape backup process and really automate this solution. We could also use Store Simple, as I mentioned, to be able to back up and manage your file shares and other file-based data. So if we use Microsoft Azure for backing up our files, that really gives us that secondary layer of protection. We've got this offsite protection, easily able to recover our files. We can use Microsoft Azure Backup Agent. We can use Microsoft Data Protection Manager. We can also use Microsoft SQL Server, as we saw, to back up directly into Azure. Our third step is using Azure Site Recovery to orchestrate the backup, the replication, the recovery of actual solutions. So this helps us replicate between on-premises to a secondary data center or on-premises to Microsoft Azure. And then it helps us orchestrate the test of our disaster recovery solution, and it also helps us orchestrate the disaster recovery failover in the case of a true disaster. And then, of course, fail back when the disaster has been addressed and your primary data center is back and fully functional. So some great solutions, and this is the Microsoft solution for disaster recovery, kind of a three-step process. Protect on-premises using your standard virtual machine protection capabilities across physical devices. Do file-level backup into Microsoft Azure or using Store Simple device, and then safeguarding your applications using Azure Site Recovery. So what are our next steps for a disaster recovery solution? Well, we recommend that you sign up for a free Azure trial. And this would enable you to get out there and start getting familiar with Azure Backup and Azure Site Recovery. You can start kind of getting your hands dirty, I guess we'd say, with those solutions. I would recommend that you get a hold of your Microsoft account team and ask for a technical deep dive conversation about these three different solutions and how they would actually work in your organization and how they could address your specific needs. I'd recommend you go out to azure.microsoft.com to learn more about these solutions yourself, too. And that's where you can also sign up for a free trial. So those are our three recommended solutions for Microsoft disaster recovery using Microsoft Azure. As I mentioned, my name is Michael Hacker, and I am an Azure specialist for Microsoft State and Local Government. My email address is mhacker@microsoft.com. So if you have any questions about this presentation, feel free to email me. And also please check out my blog at blog.mikehacker.net, where I have other resources related to Microsoft Azure and Office 365. And I also have some free ebooks and a news section that's updated hourly. Thank you for watching. Have a good day.